Hello and welcome to Ditty in a Dash. My name's Francis and this is my podcast. I'm going to challenge some of my most creative friends to write a song with me in just 15 minutes. Ditty in a Dash, ditty ditty in a dash. Hello everybody and welcome back to Ditty in a Dash. Thank you so much for joining me again. You may have noticed from the title that this is a solo edition of Ditty in a Dash, and that is because, for anybody listening way into the future, if Ditty in a Dash still exists, today's date is the 2nd of July 2020, and we are currently in the midst of a global pandemic. The last three episodes that you heard were recorded pre-pandemic, pre-February actually, and then I went to LA and wrote for a bit, and then came home, had to isolate because I'm pretty sure I got the virus at the airport actually, so that was fun. So I had like a week of extra isolation compared to everybody else, which was great. I bought so much Lego online. Actually unreal, and newfound love for Lego, but also never want to do it again because I've built like the whole of Hogwarts and the train and everything else. Anyway, I digress. So I'm having to do this episode on my own because technically you can't see people yet. You can see people outside at the moment, like in a private garden or in a public place, but you can't technically see, you know, friends or family members inside your home, which, you know, judging by my Instagram story, it's not everyone is sticking to. Bit of tea for you there. There's also obviously been the Black Lives Matter movement, which has taken off in the last month after the horrific murder of George Floyd. I have a highlight on my Instagram, actually, that just says BLM, where I've shared loads of resources. Obviously, I'm in huge support of the movement, and as a white person, have been learning an incredible amount. I think I can speak for a lot of white people, especially when we say that, like, I've learned that it's just not enough to be non-racist. It's not enough at all. You have to be actively anti-racist. So I've been learning so much and reading and listening, and just trying to do everything I can, really. I'm also supporting lots of black-owned businesses and all sorts of things, and donating and sharing and sharing and sharing and just keeping this thing going. It's overwhelming to learn how much more we could have been doing about this time. There's no time for guilt and for being overwhelmed. We've got to crack on, and we've got to do absolutely everything we can to support this movement. So this episode is obviously going to be slightly different, and also I feel largely quite awkward doing it, I'm not going to lie, because I write on my own a lot. It's something that I've always done. I started songwriting by writing on my own, just like at home on a piano. So yeah, I became really kind of accustomed to writing on my own, and then when I came into to like the music industry and to doing this professionally, I was like, oh, like it's a real thing to kind of get together with people and have a writing session and write with other people. And at first I actually found it really, really hard. I was so nervous to write with these people because I was so in admiration of them. And I also had this weird habit of humming the songs of people that, like, if I'm in the room with someone, I'll just hum their song. It's really embarrassing. Like, that's like I just can't help it. It's a very strange habit. Maybe it's quite flattering. I don't know. I think throughout lockdown, music's been really important. But the first few weeks, actually, I didn't really want to write anything. It felt a bit kind of trivial to sit down and just plonk away on the piano. I mean, saying that, I was playing Lego and playing The Sims, but I'm sure you know what I mean. Like, because obviously songwriting is a job as well for me, and I just thought, I can't just beaver away and like pretend that everything's all right and start writing songs and be like, oh, I can work, I'm fine. So I didn't actually. I took a good, probably about 3 weeks, actually, 3-4 weeks. And then kind of eased myself back in. Yeah, I was listening to loads of music. I was like revisiting old stuff. I also just adore how, like, every time you went on Instagram, there were like 20 people doing lives. It was also quite a stressful thing because, you know, if you're on Instagram and then you're just flicking through people, well, you're not even flicking, you're just like, you know, mindlessly watching people's stories, and just the next one just like rolls on, and then suddenly you join a live. There's like three people on it. You're like, shit, okay. It's like walking into a room where someone's like, I don't know, that sounds weird. You know what I mean? Like walking to a room where there's like a little party or something and there's three people there, and then suddenly you just have to stay, really, don't you? You can't leave. Although sometimes I just squint and leave. Anyway, so yeah, an artist that I've been loving over lockdown is this guy called, I'm going to pronounce his name wrong, but I think it's Leif Vollbeck. He is absolutely incredible. I just adore, like literally just adore his music. So check him out if you haven't already. It's very relaxing and very kind of live sounding, which I really love. I think this is how he's recorded it, but it sounds like he's just in the room with like three or four other musicians, or sometimes just himself, I think. I think he plays the piano. And it's so beautiful and really calming because it sounds so kind of live and really intimate for that reason. So yes, absolutely love that. Highly recommend. Right, okay, let's do this thing. I'm procrastinating massively by waffling about stuff that nobody cares about. So I've got the Hit Hat here. But actually, all the little bits of paper are kind of in a bit of a jumble because I moved house. But you know what? This is great about moving house is that I can use that as an excuse for quite a long time, I reckon. We seem to be surviving without, you know, all the crap that's obviously sat in boxes. So I'm like, maybe we should just burn it all. Not burn it, actually. That would be very, very bad. You know what I mean? Give it to charity. Do good things. Then, of course, I'll open a box and be like, oh, I love that. I miss that. I miss that book. Yes. I'm telling you that because all of the little bits of paper that I use for the stimuli for Dittina Dash, which if you've listened to any previous episodes, you'll know what I'm talking about. The little things that, you know, bits of paper that go in the Hit Hat. They're all jumbled, so they're not in categories. So what I'm going to do, I reckon, is just pick out like three and then they can help me. But I have to say I'm very nervous about this because the pressure, I guess if it goes wrong, I just don't have to post it, do I? Just pretend like I just won't put it out. That's the solution. I'm thinking of doing one with my boyfriend Jack, actually. That might be hilarious. Okay, I've picked out three. I haven't looked at them. I mean, well, I have, but what I mean is I haven't chosen them. Ah, fuck. Okay, so I've got You're Up, You're Down. It's one of my choices. I'm Happy That You're Happy. It's hard to admit, that's difficult because I've got a song that has that lyric at the beginning of it. I'm gonna pick another one. Let's try another one. Okay. Moving on, very dull. Sorry, I am choosing them now. Anything is better than this. Oh, that suits now, doesn't it? The pandemic. Just for tonight, okay, let's see. Oh my God, okay, we found a good one. When I stopped loving you, I started loving myself. Girl. Okay, let's see. I might not use these. I might just do something like end up using something else or picking something out of my brain that's been in there for a while. Right, I'll start the timer. So I'm giving myself 15 minutes. Even though there's only one of me, I'm allowing myself full 15 minutes to make up for the fact that this is fucking awkward and I'm alone and it's raining. And it's a pandemic. Oh, that's like my default chord. I love that. Oh, that's a bit weird, isn't it? To the make. I wanted to be there. I only song and then a third on I. When I start loving you, the more things I do. Maybe it's not when I stopped. Maybe it's like present. Oh, if I stop loving you, maybe I can love myself. That's kind of cool. Oh, if I need to actually record this. I mean, I'm recording the podcast, but on my voice memos. If I stop loving you, I kind of love that. If I stop loving you, maybe I can love my... Is that right? Maybe that's better. If I stop loving you, maybe I can love myself. Okay, girl. This is really interesting, like, because I'm like, because I think I'm aware that people are going to be listening and being like, oh, what's going on in her brain? I'm then, like, I'm analysing what I'm doing at the same time. It's really interesting, like, the psychology of writing songs. Like, really weird. It's quite an amazing thing, songwriting. Anyway.
If I stop loving you, if I stop loving you, maybe I can love myself. Self, I don't know truth.
What's that second lyric then?
Love myself, but what can I do?
Yeah, so maybe it's like, I'm so freaking tied to you and I know I'd love myself more if I didn't love you. It's like you run out of room in your heart, maybe. Like, you don't feel like you can love someone else and love yourself at the same time. Maybe because they're a bad egg. Yeah, they're a bad egg. That's what it is, isn't it?
Oh, dear.
So maybe it's like, I know if I stop loving you, I'll be able to love myself, but what can I do? Shibbly-bibbly.
Because I know... Cause I know that if I stop...
Maybe it's that, like... Oh my god, I have 6 minutes left. I have been talking a lot. Stupid girl, stop talking.
What can I do? You were taken all my... What can I do? Cause you've taken all my...
Like, you've taken all up. I haven't got any room left in my heart.
But what can I do? Could you take, what can I do? Are you taking all my love for yourself?
Oh, nice. Oh, maybe.
Could you take all my love? No, I got nothing else. Oh, but what can I do? Could you take all my love? No, I got nothing else.
Maybe you could just hang it over, yeah. What's the damn? Oh my god, 1.5 minutes, are you joking me? Shit.
No, I got taken all my love. No, I got nothing else. Ooh, else. Oh, there's nothing left for me when you're over. Yeah, there's nothing left for me. If I stop loving you, maybe I can love myself. Taking all my love, now I got nothing else. I ain't got enough room for two.
That could be cool.
Stop loving you.
That was the timer, by the way, but we're just carrying on.
Now you're taking all my love, now I got nothing else. Ooh, you know I loved you so much that I got nothing for myself. I loved you so much that I love it for yourself.
Like, I loved you so much, there's nothing left for me, kind of thing.
I loved you so much I forgot myself.
That's cool.
Ooh, I loved you so much I forgot about myself.
That's weird though.
Forgot about myself. Ooh, I loved you so much. I loved you so much. I forgot about myself.
That's cool.
all. Ooh, I loved you so much, I forgot about myself. Ooh, I gave so much love and done nothing else. I gave you my love till I had nothing else. Oof. Oh, gave you all my love, now I got nothing else.
So I thought this was interesting. So I ran out of time about a minute ago, roughly. But like, I don't feel done yet. How long have I been going for? Oh, fuck. Maybe I'll stick with this for now, because this is Ditty Nadash, isn't it? This isn't fucking songwriting masterclass. Not that I could ever provide one of these. So maybe I'll just stick with that. Okay, cool. Let's, I might sing it then. Hark Shani! Okay, let's have a little sing of this.
Nothing else.
Do you know what? That's not too bad, actually. Oh, thank you so much for listening. I hope that was all right. I've kind of actually been procrastinating doing a solo episode for like a few weeks. Anyway, yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Fuck off emails. Oh my god. I will see you next time, hopefully with a guest, which may be my boyfriend and the cats. We'll see. Thank you so much. Bye bye.